KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Duke's win on Saturday versus Michigan has now pushed the Blue Devils to number one in this week's AP Men's College Basketball poll. Monday's poll marked a record 148th time that the Duke men have been at number one. They claimed 56 of the 61 first-place votes. Arizona, they moved up two spots to number two, while the rest of the top five was Michigan, Iowa State, and Houston. Number 7 Florida and 17th-ranked Alabama had this week's biggest jumps, while number 14 Kansas and 25th-ranked Vanderbilt each fell six spots. On the women's side, UConn again the unanimous number one. They're the only undefeated team left. On the women's side, their head coach Gino Auriemma broke a tie with the former Stanford head coach Tara Vanderveer for the most appearances by a coach in the AP Women's Top 25, as the Huskies now ranked for the 655th time under Gino Auriemma. The rest of the top five unchanged from last week. UCLA remains at number two, followed by South Carolina, Texas, and Vanderbilt, all three of those teams from the SEC. Lindsey Vonn says that she nearly lost her left leg following a crash at the Winter Olympics. Vonn detailed the extent of her injuries earlier yesterday in an Instagram post. The 41-year-old says the crash on February 8th caused compartment syndrome in her left leg after the crash. That's a condition that traps swelling and blood in the muscle. It cuts off blood flow and can permanently cause damage. Vonn says that her surgeon performed an emergency surgery, ended up saving her leg. She also said she broke her right ankle in the crash and is currently in a wheelchair. The WNBA told the Players Union that it needs a deal in place by March 10th to start their season on time. Monday was the first meeting between the two sides that involved the players and the league since they met at the WNBA offices on February 2nd. Because of the blizzard that hit New York City, it was decided to hold the meeting virtually. Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao will meet again in a professional boxing rematch in Vegas at the Sphere on September 19th. The fight will be streamed on Netflix. The announcement comes just days after Mayweather announced his intentions to come out of retirement following his upcoming exhibition against Mike Tyson. Meanwhile, Pacquiao came out of retirement himself last July and battled the then welterweight champion Mario Barrios to a majority draw. Pacquiao will also compete in an exhibition in Vegas on April 18th. Not yet known what weight class the fight will be contested at or over how many rounds. Detroit Tigers ace Tarik Skubal plans to make only one start for the U.S. at the World Baseball Classic, regardless of how far the team advances. The two-time Cy Young Award winner wants to remain on his regular spring training schedule and ramp up for opening day, mostly with the Tigers. Skubal made his first spring training start yesterday against the Twins. Twins would win 3-0. Skubal struck out four over two scoreless innings, giving up two hits. He's expected to pitch for the Tigers again on Sunday when they take on the Blue Jays, and then he'll start for the U.S. late next week during pool play in Houston. After that, Skubal's other outings this spring expected to come with the Detroit Tigers. NBA from last night, San Antonio beat Detroit 114-103. The Spurs, they won a season-high 9 in a row. They trail Oklahoma City by only 2.5 games for the number one seed in the Western Conference. Houston would beat Utah 125-105, and the Sacramento Kings ended a 16-game losing streak, the longest in team history, as they beat Memphis last night 123-114. And that's looking at your sports for Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.